If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Radio studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The individual is in a tree. He is a white male, about 6 feet tall, thin build, brown cowboy boots. He's got blue jeans and a blue jean jacket, and underneath the blue jean jacket, complainant bolts are stock with AR-15. He's going to be with a group of individuals, about five to eight other individuals. Two of the individuals in that group at the base of the tree near the porta potties were wearing green fatigues, green olive drab style fatigues, about 5'8", 5'9", skinny white males, brown cowboy boots. They had Glock-style pistols in their waistband.
8736 with the message that subject, weapon on his right hip. After that, he's in the tree.
Motor 1, make sure PPD knows they have an elevated threat in the tree south side of Constitution Avenue. Look for the Don't Tread on Me flag, American flag face mask, cowboy boots, weapon on the right side hip.
I've got three men walking down the street in fatigue carrying AR-15, copy at 14th and Independent.
That is the audio of law enforcement radio on January 6th during the passionate demonstration part of the day before it degenerated into violence, discussing the threats they saw, all the people armed, at an event where the president was supposed to speak. I thought that was an interesting way to introduce a discussion of what happened yesterday in front of the January 6th committee. Now, they announced that they had a hastily arranged, unscheduled hearing to hold with a star witness in D.C., and to some extent the country was abuzz with speculation as to what it might be, that sort of thing. I know a lot of you are ignoring it or are contemptuous of the hearing, and that's partly deserved, absolutely. Because there's a lot about the January 6th hearings that is just, I mean, you got Adam Schiff up there. The one thing I can't get past, Adam Schiff up there like the high judge, the saint, the King Solomon, the beacon of wisdom of the country, lecturing us all. I mean, he's a congenital liar.
Got the smallest, thinnest neck I've ever seen.
And conspicuously thin-necked as well. You have various other hypocrites, and you don't have Republican-appointed Republicans on the committee. I'm perfectly familiar with all that. But in the midst of that, they're getting some really interesting testimony, and yesterday was a blockbuster. But if you want to understand its significance, both maybe you're a Trump fan, maybe you're okay with Trump's policies, but he made you crazy, maybe you're anti-Trump, whatever. It doesn't matter how you felt about him. There's all sorts of stuff to know that A is just interesting. And B, if you want to have a solid opinion, I think you're better off knowing both the good and the bad for your side. Now, some people can't take that and you'll pen angry emails. It's fine. I won't read them. So go ahead. If that makes you feel better, do it. But here's what happened. You had this woman, Cassidy Hutchinson, who was, you know, the Girl Friday, the right-hand woman to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Now, the president, Trump, tweeted yesterday, I guess it was, she's a nobody, I never met her, blah, blah, blah. But everybody on the Hill and everybody in the West Wing knew that she was Meadows' right-hand woman. He insisted she be in every meeting, no matter how small, according to various people on the Hill who thought it was actually kind of odd. He always wants her right there at his right hand. So she was witness to a lot of stuff in the West Wing and at the site of the rally there, the ellipse, the White House ellipse, they call it, on January 6th. And then she was with the president and Mark Meadows, and then later some Secret Service agents at the White House on January 6th. So that's why this woman has some significance. That's who she is. Now, if you follow the media at all, you know a big deal is being made of a handful of things she testified to yesterday. And some of it is just dopey and ridiculous and kind of amusing in a way. Some of it is significant, but shows the terrible flaws of the committee. And some of it could be serious trouble for Trump. You've got some of each. And we'll try to bring it to you in an organized way so you can comprehend what I'm talking about. Why don't we start with the stuff we can just toss aside that's kind of silly? I mean, it's kind of dramatic and gossipy and everything, but we'll start with, let's start with the ketchup dripping down the wall in the White House dining room, and we're going to work our way up to the serious stuff. So, Michael, clip number 37, please.
On December 1, 2020, Attorney General Barr said in an interview that the Department of Justice had not found evidence of widespread election fraud sufficient to change the outcome of the election. Ms. Hutchinson, how did the President react to hearing that news?
Around the time that I understand the AP article went live, I remember hearing noise coming from down the hallway, so I poked my head out of the office. I saw the valet walking towards our office. He had said, "Get the chief down to the dining room. The president wants him." So Mark went down to the dining room, came back to the office a few minutes later.
Wait for it.
After Mark had returned, I left the office and went down to the dining room, and I noticed that the door was propped open, and the valet was inside the dining room changing the tablecloth off of the dining room table. He motioned for me to come in and then pointed towards the front of the room near the fireplace mantel and the TV, where I first noticed there was ketchup dripping down the wall and there's a shattered porcelain plate on the floor. The valet had articulated that the president was extremely angry at the Attorney General's AP interview and had thrown his lunch against the wall, which was causing them to have to clean up. So I grabbed a towel and started wiping the ketchup off the wall to help the valet out. And he said something to the effect of, "He's really ticked off about this. I would stay clear of him for right now. He's really, really ticked off about this right now."
Well, that is an egregious waste of condiments right there. If it's true, and it may be, unbelievable. Ketchup. Dripping ketchup. What does this mean to the Constitution? All right. So the president really wanted Barr to say it was a stolen election and was super pissed off that he wouldn't. Yeah, we knew that already. I don't know that we needed breathless descriptions of him being so mad he hurled his lunch against the wall. I mean, it's kind of interesting if it's true. I shattered a coffee mug once at work. I was so frustrated and stressed out. But it, you know, it happens. That's the one time I've ever done something like that. And I think it was an A&G coffee mug, too, so it cost me money. But anyway, so the president hurling food at the wall. Okay. All right. If there's significance to that, I don't know what it is. It seems odd to spend so much time on it, so let's not spend any more. Oh, well, Liz Cheney does follow up and ask her, was this the only incident of the president throwing dishes? As if dish chucking is fundamental to this discussion. It's not. The second thing that got a lot of attention yesterday was the alleged fracas in the Beast. The Beast being the giant armored limo that the president goes about in so he cannot be attacked, etc. Let's see. I'm trying to read it. Where is the stuff about the beast? What, have I gone blind? Somebody help me out. The alleged... I thought I had it handy. Trump says, this is it. 36? Oh, there it is. Yeah, okay, that's so wordy. I'm sorry, I just didn't get to it. So, all right, here's her description of when she gets back to the White House, and I'm not sure if we have, like, her whole setting up of what happened, but she gets back to the White House, and some Secret Service agents call her aside. 36, Michael, thank you.
Tony proceeded to tell me that when the president got in the beast, he was under the impression from Mr. Meadows that the off-the-record movement to the Capitol was still possible and likely to happen, but that Bobby had more information. So once the president had gotten into the vehicle with Bobby, he thought that they were going up to the Capitol, and when Bobby had relayed to him, we're not, we don't have the assets to do it, it's not secure, we're going back to the West Wing. The president had very strong, a very angry response to that. Tony described him as being irate. The president said something to the effect of, I'm the effing president, take me up to the Capitol now. To which Bobby responded, sir, we have to go back to the West Wing. The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing. We're not going to the Capitol. Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel. And when Mr. Renato had recounted this story to me, he had motioned towards his clavicles.
All right, so she gets back to the White House. And she's there at Mark Meadows' office, and some of the Secret Service security detail people gesture to her and say, hey, did you hear what happened? Come on in here. We'll tell you about it. And they related that story to her. Now, number one, the agents involved live and work in D.C. They can be subpoenaed. They can be questioned. Why would you have a hearsay witness testify to something she heard without having the people who were actually involved, the first person witnesses? That's just weird. I spent a little time yelling at my radio yesterday as I was listening to this, saying, why am I hearing this? It's just you want the testimony first from the direct witnesses. Now, it's conceivable she and her lawyers agreed to be there for one day, and otherwise they'd fight the subpoena or something like that. And so they tried to get everything out of her that she could. But it's come out now, multiple news sources or I should say news outlets with sources close to the Secret Service, and allegedly those fellas say they are both more than happy to come and testify under oath that that didn't happen. So that's a hell of a dramatic tale told secondhand. But, okay, great. Give me the people who saw it, who were there. Have them testify under oath. Otherwise, all I've been told is an interesting secondhand story. I can do nothing with that. Nothing. But it's a super big story.
It just means Trump's a backseat driver.
Well, yeah, Trump's a backseat driver and maybe a nut, and maybe you really, really wanted to go to the Capitol, but I don't know. The part that really matters and could be really tough for Trump coming up next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial, using only the finest dark, oily broadleaf Maduro wrappers paired with a rich blend of Nicaraguan long filler tobaccos. This is a stick on the full side. An effortless draw brings out the wonderfully layered notes of espresso, black pepper, and cedar. Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I wonder where the wet go. Do we hold the rabbit on?
So this woman named Cassidy Hutchinson, right-hand woman to Mark Meadows, Trump's chief staff on January 6th, testified before the committee yesterday. No matter what you think of the committee, some of the stuff she said could be hazardous to Trump, legally speaking, certainly ethically, morally speaking, depending on how you look at it. And I just thought you're better off hearing it from us first. First of all, this is the part that puts him in some jeopardy, conceivably legally, although that's still a long, long, long shot. She'll set up the situation, clip 34.
When we were in the offstage announce area tent behind the stage, he was very concerned about the shot, meaning the photograph that we would get, because the rally space wasn't full. One of the reasons, which I've previously stated, was because he wanted it to be full and for people to not feel excluded because they'd come far to watch him at the rally. And he felt the mags were at fault for not letting everybody in. But another leading reason, and likely the primary reason, is because he wanted it full and he was angry at that we weren't letting people through the mags with weapons, what the Secret Service deems as weapons and our weapons.
Okay, so I thought that was pretty understandable. Mags are magnometers. Those are the metal detectors, essentially. And Trump was concerned that people weren't being let in. They didn't want to come in because they had weapons and didn't want to go through the magnometers. So he wanted the magnometers taken away, allegedly. Let's hear 35 now.
But when we were in the offstage announced tent, I was part of a conversation. I was in the vicinity of a conversation where I overheard the president say something to the effect of, you know, I don't effing care that they have weapons. They're not here to hurt me. Take the effing mags away. Let my people in. They can march to the Capitol from here. Let the people in. Take the effing mags away.
Okay, so that's the first part. And the significance here is, if he knowingly sent an armed mob to the Capitol and indeed was encouraging the Secret Service to take the mags away, and then tweeted about how Mike Pence was a coward, etc., it's conceivable, unlikely but conceivable, that's inciting a violent riot. Again, it's a bit of a stretch, but if he knew it was an armed crowd, because again, she says, and this needs to be corroborated, obviously, she was a Trump gal and a Mark Meadows gal. If he said, I don't effing care that they have weapons, they're not here to hurt me, take the magnometers away, let my people in, they can march to the Capitol from here, let the people in, then he gave a speech filled with calls to action that the White House counsel had urged him to avoid for fear of legal liability, urging his followers to fight like hell because, quote, you will never take our country back with weakness, etc. There are a number of phrases that in the context of they're an armed mob look bad, legally speaking, or vulnerable. And look, some of you I know, you're just huge Trump fans. You're, oh, how dare you, you're a lefty. No, I'm not. It's at least vulnerability. And it is interesting that a bunch of Trump staffers immediately went to the White House counsel after all this happened on January 6th and started asking for pardons and said, we need the lawyer up. This is terrible. So where it goes from here, it's difficult to say. This is early days, but that was an ugly, ugly day, and a lot of people were there to cause serious, serious harm. More to come. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Is your prostate secretly being destroyed without you knowing it? All the ads for these prostate pills, like Super Beta Prostate, Saw Palmetto, Prostastream, Prostagenix, and others, want to know which pills work and which are garbage? Now you can. Get a free copy of the new guide, Prostate Secrets, that pulls back the curtain on the prostate pill industry. Learn what is really in these pills. Which pill has over 987 adverse event reports filed against it with the FDA? It's shocking. Learn the one food to avoid that is a prostate killer, and discover the three so-called health foods that destroy your prostate. Get your free copy at prostatesecrets.com. That's prostatesecrets.com. This free guide will show you how to end your prostate problems without drugs or surgery, 5 important things to do to protect your prostate, and much more. Warning! This guide is controversial and may be offensive to some readers as it pulls no punches. So go to ProstateSecrets.com. ProstateSecrets.com. That's ProstateSecrets.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This is Carl Bott. Join Trish Clark and me on Thursday as we welcome Redding Rancheria to see the latest on what's going on with Redding Rancheria, the new casino, and the lawsuit. This and a couple of questions about Veterans Affairs right here in Shasta County. All Thursday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Whether you are traveling to or from the lake or river or on vacation, even off to a barbecue this summer, spruce up your ride at Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey, thanks for being here. Jack is off again today. He'll be back tomorrow, and we'll be back to our usual hijinks. So in the aftermath of spinning out for you the whole Cassidy Hutchinson January 6th hearing thing yesterday, I thought during the break I'd zoom around and see how various conservative media outlets were handling it. New York Post appears to be ignoring it, which is interesting. Washington Times, which is a terrific conservative website / newspaper. Is it even a newspaper anymore? I suppose they might print it sometime somewhere. Has the follow-up on the testimony that the Secret Service is reportedly denying Cassidy Hutchinson's tale about the struggle for the wheel and the beast. Very dramatic stuff. One of our emailers pointed out, I don't have it handy, but they said the Secret Service is never more secret than when it comes to private interactions with the president, because the president has to have absolute trust that they don't go blabbing. I mean, that would upend the relationship between the Secret Service Protection Detail and the president and his family if there was even a chance that they were going to be gossip hounds and start, you know, spreading stories to the world. I have some people I can ask more specifically about those ethics. I don't want to say any more because I'm not an expert in it, but it's conceivable to me, not under oath, but it's conceivable to me that the Secret Service would just deny, unless they felt like they were compelled by law to say something for the reasons I just mentioned. It just would so damage the relationship between the protective detail and the president and his family. So anyway, I'm not sure quite what to make of that denial. I suppose more will come out. But anyway, the Washington Times is on that. The Washington Examiner, which covered the testimony yesterday, their editorial board, their lead editorial, is Trump proven unfit for power again. Blah, blah, blah. White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson. Trump is unfit to be anywhere near power again. And the final line of the editorial is, Trump is a disgrace. Republicans have far better options to leave the party in 2024 to lead the party. No one should think otherwise, much less support him ever again. So, you know, obviously, depending on whether you're a huge Trump fan or a never Trumper or something in between, the testimony yesterday was in the eye of the beholder. So, totally different topic. Didn't get to this the other day, but I wanted to squeeze it in. The story of John Hinckley, who attempted to assassinate Ronald Reagan, almost killed him. We didn't know it at the time, but the president was very, very near death, and it was only by the miraculous efforts of the trauma team that treated him that he survived, and history could have been changed in ways that are difficult to guess. Although Reagan had a strong number two, George H.W. Bush, in a lot of ways. I mean, he wasn't Reagan, but, you know. He wasn't Kamala Harris either, if you hear me. So John Hinckley Jr. is now free, completely free, having been found profoundly mentally ill at the time, but now he's cured, I guess. Obviously, there are questions that leap to mind, number one being, is there any circumstance under the sun where somebody could come within, you know, an eyelash of assassinating the president, and certainly trying to do it. Is there any circumstance under the sun where that person should ever be free again? I mean, if they're mentally ill, you could certainly argue that Well, they should always be treated humanely, of course, and maybe have a limited amount of freedom, pleasure, etc. But to be turned loose completely, it just seems incongruous. It's unforgivable to attempt to assassinate the president. But, yeah, I understand mental illness and the nature of it. I mean, if he had no idea what he was doing, he had no idea what he's doing. Major Garrett on CBS, a report and a big interview with John Hinckley Jr. Let's just go ahead. We'll start with clip number 90 and go from there. Go ahead, Michael.
Hinckley told us he thought the president was a nice man and a good president. Those are direct quotes. But that his mental illness left him deeply divorced from reality.
I went to the Washington Hilton Hotel. And he came out from giving a speech, and I was right there, and I fired shots at him, which so unfortunately hit other people too.
Do you have any recollection of that feeling at that moment?
No.
None?
I don't. It's such another lifetime ago. I can't tell you now the emotion I had, you know, right as he came walking out. I just can't tell you that.
Mostly that is something you can't remember.
Right.
Because you don't want to remember it.
Maybe, but you're right. It's something I don't want to remember.
Hinckley goes on to confront fairly straight on what he did that day in clip 91.
I shot four people. And I'm sorry to the Reagan family, the Brady family, the other families of the victims. I'm sorry to Jodie Foster for bringing her into this.
Hinckley, depressed, isolated, and delusional, was obsessed with actress Jodie Foster. By attempting to kill President Reagan, he thought he could impress her.
I feel badly about that.
What about the Reagans?
I feel badly for all of them. I mean, I have true remorse for what I did. I know that they probably can't forgive me now, but I just want them to know that I am sorry for what I did.
It's interesting, and there's more to come, but the prisons are full of people who wish they hadn't done what they did. They're sorry for it. They might well have developed compassion for the victims and their families that they didn't have in their younger years. We all become more compassionate as we age, I think, or virtually all of us. So more with Major Garrett and John Hinckley in just a moment or two after a quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security. At Simply Safe, they believe your home should be the safest place on earth. And whether you're particularly concerned about all the junkies running around stealing stuff, coming into people's homes now and again, the rising crime rate, maybe you're concerned about fire. I know a lot of folks listening to the show, fire is a significant part of their daily life, or concern about it, I should say. Maybe flooding, depending on where you live, that sort of thing. Simply Safe offers comprehensive protection against not only intruders and burglary, but also those other things. With 24/7 professional monitoring, Simply Safe's agents take action the moment a threat's detected, dispatching the police or first responders in an emergency, even if you're not home. And with their proprietary video verification technology, monitoring agents can visually confirm the threat and get higher priority 911 dispatch. Monitoring plans are affordably priced at a buck a day with no long-term contract or hidden fees, because feeling safe at home shouldn't break the bank. Customize the perfect system for your home or your workshop or business. In just a few minutes at simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Go today, claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong. So Major Garrett asks Hinckley about what would have happened if he succeeded, which I don't know. That's a little gossipy, but what the heck? Let's listen to the guy and see if we think he's sincere.
Have you ever thought about what would have happened had you succeeded?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, history would have been changed with the new president.
That's it?
I mean, yeah, it would have been a big historical event. I'm glad I did not succeed.
You are?
Oh, yes. Very much so.
All right, a little more on that line, 93. Next one.
You traumatized a nation, too.
I did.
Are you sorry for that?
Yes. I'm sure the country was traumatized. I'm very sorry for that.
Is there any part of you that wonders how the John Hinckley of that era could have gotten to that point?
I did not have a good heart. I was doing things that, you know, a good person doesn't do. So it's hard for me to relate at all to that person back then.
Yeah, I don't know that he has to be able to explain his situation, given his problems. And I'm not sure those questions are really relevant to the question that we all have. Should this guy be loose? I think the next clip is much more germane to that.
Is your story and your freedom justice?
Yes.
Why is it just?
Because I was not just a cold, calculating criminal in 1981. I truly believe I had a serious mental illness that was preventing me from knowing right from wrong back then.
Hinckley believes decades of treatment and medication make him no threat today.
I've been in hundreds, maybe thousands of therapies, individual and group. I've been the most scrutinized person in the entire mental health system for 41 years.
Yeah, I have no doubt that that's true. And I haven't heard that there are activist lunatics who just want John Hinckley Jr. out of loathing of Reagan or conservatives or anything like that. He is the most scrutinized person in the history of American mental health. And the quote-unquote experts say he's okay. He should be loose. Not sure I'm comfortable with it. And I'm sure some of you aren't either. I like the idea that if somebody is utterly unable to take responsibility for their actions because of serious mental illness, and not just they're stressed or anxious or depressed or are in a bad mood or angry, but their brain doesn't work. They're psychotic, in other words. They're disconnected to reality. I like the idea that we're a compassionate enough people that we will recognize that and not just punish the human body that diseased brain lived in, since now the brain is okay. But at the same time, he tried to kill the president and almost did. I don't know. Your thoughts? Mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com if you want to weigh in. I don't know. Maybe it's clearer to you than it is to me. Mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. We're going to run through a bunch of the big news of the day that we haven't touched on yet. I'll bring you up to date. Coming up in moments. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
Gold Leaf Nursery is back open, and you're invited to come see for yourself why so many customers tell us how beautiful the nursery is. Locally grown plants and vegetables are on sale now. Buy any 3 vegetables or soil booster and get one free. Let Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping's contractor install beautiful dark green synthetic lawn, the best on the market. No maintenance, no water, no fertilizer. Call for your free estimate. Gold Leaf Nursery, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday through Saturday, closed Sunday and Monday across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, Gold Leaf Nursery, 6168 Churn Creek Road.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
That Michael, that was get on the mic, Michael. You have to defend yourself. Now, I hadn't heard that clip, but that sounded perfectly fine. That was like a weird angle of Axl Rose singing, so the audio is a little funky. Sounds fine.
I thought it sounded horrible, but I'll play it again.
Yeah, he hit all the notes. I mean, go ahead. He sounded fine. I mean, you're getting a weird phase because of the wind or something like that, but that's probably the feed off. I'm not sure what that's the feed off of, but when somebody's singing a heavy rock song like that with no effects, no reverb, delay, no processing whatsoever, they're going to sound a little rough, man. Everybody's a critic. Michael, you should apologize to Axl Rose. Apologize right now.
All right, I apologize to Axl Rose.
There you go. Okay.
I never thought I'd do that.
So a quick rundown on things happening in the news. Jack will be joining us at the first segment of hour three of the show, next hour, to discuss the big hearing, the January 6th hearing that we talked about earlier this hour, but we'll get his take on it. It was dramatic at the least, and as I said at the time, some of it was substantive, some of it was suspect, and some of it was just silly. But anyway, a couple of quick hits. There were a bunch of primaries and runoffs yesterday, and the narrative is there is no narrative. Some Trump-backed people won, some lost. The very odd and curious strategy of the Democrats in certain states. It struck out in Colorado. Here's what I'm talking about. Sorry, I kind of had the last part first. A lot of Democratic parties in the states are doing something that is, if they were sincere, utterly, utterly immoral and dangerous. And that is, and gosh dang it, the day comes when Trump is not in the news or in politics or something. I can't wait for it. But anyway, the Democrats are donating all sorts of money to promote, support, and get elected in the primaries election denier Trump fan types, believing that they are more easily defeated than more conventional Republicans, conservatives, moderates, whatever you want to call them, just not as closely tied to Trump and not election deniers. So they are simultaneously saying we're on the verge of losing our democracy, but they're so cynical or so disingenuous that they're promoting the candidacies of people they might lose to. I mean, many, many a candidate has thought, oh, Jones would be easier to beat than Smith, and then had Smith whoop his ass. So can you imagine sincerely believing that people who are associated with Trump are a danger to the survival of the republic, and yet donating millions of dollars and trying to get them elected in the primary so they're on the general ballot so you can then beat them? Can you imagine? Unbelievable. Politics is so grubby and dirty and dishonest and greedy and despicable. Yeah. Anyway, moving along. Finland and Sweden want to join NATO. You've heard that, right? And maybe you heard that the Turks, specifically their so-called president, he's a dictator, Erdogan, was opposed to them joining. And I told you, no, don't worry, it'll take care of itself. And it has. He's now dropped his opposition to the Nordic countries becoming part of NATO. He was butthurt because Sweden and Finland have supported some of the Kurdish militants who were getting murdered by Russia and Syria. And Turkey has that weird relationship with Russia and Syria to some extent, which is a neighbor, so it's a little more complicated for them. But so anyway, the only reason they were standing in the way of Sweden and Finland is that they're mad at them and wanted certain concessions and stuff like that. Erdogan is a dictator and a wheeler dealer. He just saw he had a bargaining chip, so he decided to exploit it. That's it. But sure enough, he said, okay, they can come on in. Let's see. The FDA voted 19-2 to recommend the agency move ahead with authorizing updated COVID-19 boosters that are more targeted specifically at the Omicron strain. Do what you want to do. China has cut the length of mandatory quarantine for the Chairman Xi's bat fever. They've cut the quarantine period for inbound travelers in half to 7 days, 3 days of monitoring at home. It's way stricter than anybody else on Earth at this point, but it's a dramatic shift for Beijing, so what that means, I don't know. U.S. home prices, 20.5% higher in April than the previous April. 20.4% higher, which is slightly less of an increase than March. And could well be, let's see, April, May could still be hot. I think we are rapidly reaching the end of those just explosive growths in home prices. Wouldn't surprise me a bit to see, the June numbers, and, you know, goodness knows what's going to happen in the future, but the July numbers a lot more, sobering. If you're a homeowner, or encouraging, if you're a would-be homeowner and you think, I'm not buying none until this market cools off. I think it's cooling off. Got a judge in Texas issued a temporary restraining order on the trigger law that was supposed to kick in the event of Roe v. Wade being repealed. Not repealed. What's the word? Anyway, so that isn't going to happen anytime soon. Everybody's going to cool off and take a look at the law and try and understand what's happening. Let's see. There was one more I wanted to get in. Old Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's rapey buddy, his procurer of teenage flesh, was sentenced to 20 years in prison. She plans to appeal, but, that's absolutely appropriate. She's a rapist. Anyway, much more to come, including Jack, next hour. If you can't stay around, grab the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.